Welcome to VI Talk, sharing ideas, information, and support.
Hi, I'm Jo, one of the co-founders and current chair of trustees for VI Talk. VI Talk is a charitable incorporated organisation registered in England and Wales. I'm from the north of England originally, but now living in Devon in the southwest with my husband, grown-up daughter, retired guide dog and pet cat. I work for the Macular Society. I'm also a qualified gong practitioner or sound healer. When I do get any spare time, I love to read, listen to music, get on the exercise bike, go out for walks, socialise with family and friends. I have a keen interest in complementary therapies, including Reiki and aromatherapy. VI Talk offers a variety of support to blind and partially sighted people, their families and friends, and people working in the field of visual impairment. VI Talk has 10 Facebook groups. The main group is a closed group where you can share ideas, information, and support. All different questions are asked in this group, including technology, mobility aids, gadgets, and emotional support. To join any of our groups, you need to answer the 3 joining questions. We also have a book club where members share recommendations with each other. Connected to the book club, we have a Zoom session on the last Monday of the month, where we discuss the monthly book pick. This definitely takes people out of their comfort zone from time to time and encourages them to explore different genres. We also offer 2 events a year held down here in Devon at the Cliftend Hotel. They're held from Friday to Monday and have included arts and crafts, well-being, and our popular dance weekend. We record interviews over Zoom and they are then posted to our Audio Boom channel and shared across social media. They're available on Spotify, smart speakers, and all good podcast services. If you have a story to share, perhaps your career, a hobby, or your sight loss journey, we'd love to hear from you. Over the next few minutes, you'll be hearing from the team that make everything happen. So I'm going to hand over to Sam, who is our treasurer, and much more. And I'll be back later to give you a recap of contact details.
Hi, everybody. My name's Samantha. I joined VI Talk 11 years ago as a volunteer to run the book group. This was going really well until Jo found out that I used to work in a department in my local authority, asking me to come on board as a trustee and eventually in 2017 as treasurer. So nothing gets past me. You want it, if you've got a receipt for it, I'll let you have it. I currently live in the Northwest with my son, sister and her family, our small dog and our 12 chickens. I like outings to the theatre and trying to grow our own vegetables, which brings me over to one of our groups of gardening and nature. This is also a closed group where if you fancy getting some green fingers, we can give you hints and tips of how to grow things from windowsill herbs to bags of vegetables to, if you've got such a small area, on flowers and plants, what's bee friendly, to big gardens and what you can do with the spaces. Our other group that we have is resources. This is an open group so that anybody can look. And in this group, we encourage people to post surveys, events, posts for sale, as long as they are VI related. And that we ask you, if you are posting a sale item, please use your own name. We also have a website where our interviews and blogs go up for people to listen to. On our website, you can find out all about us, our events, We have an extensive directory of services across the country. You can also sign up for our monthly newsletter via the website. You can find us on the following platforms: LinkedIn, Instagram, and Facebook. Or you can give us a call on 075 12 772 770. I'm now going to pass you on to our secretary, Lacey.
Hello, this is Lacey. As Sam says, I am the secretary. And I've got a bit of a story to say about joining VI Talk as well. So I joined in 2020 to become a Zoom facilitator, and our Zoom chats are going strong now, 6 years on at the time of recording. The following year, I became a Facebook moderator for a couple of the groups. And then very, very randomly in 2022, Joe asked me if I wanted to be a trustee, and I said yes. So I became a trustee in 2022. A little bit about me. I am from the West Midlands. I currently work at Look UK. And in my spare time, I love to read, and I'm quite musical, and so a little bit about our couple of Facebook groups. So one of them is VI Talk in the Kitchen, and this is the place where you can go and ask for advice, anything relating to cooking, independence in the kitchen, any nifty gadgets that you find or curious about, or just to share any recipes that are interesting or particularly vision impairment friendly. Over the years, we have created podcast episodes that are to do with cooking or particular kitchen gadgets such as air fryers, and these can be found in the kitchen group as well as on our podcast. Another one of our Facebook groups out of the 10 is VI Talk Sport, which is a place where you can ask about different sports, whether that is accessible sports or how to be a part of mainstream sports, how to watch, listen, or continue to participate in the sports that you enjoy and love. We also have various clubs and charities also posting a number of activities and opportunities such as goalball, showdown, water sports, VI football in our sports group as well. And I will pass over to Paula.
Hi everyone, I'm Paula. I live in Kent in the UK with my partner, my daughter, and my partner and I also both have a working guide dog. We're both totally blind. My interests in, I'm not currently working at the moment, but my interests include knitting and crochet, reading, singing, I sing in a choir, swimming and sailing. I've actually just come back from a sailing holiday. I joined VI Talk as a volunteer at the beginning of January, when I was asked to run the craft and cuppa sessions. These I'll tell you about in a minute. A couple of months ago, I was asked by the VI Talk trustees if I would like to join them. And I said yes. It's only been a couple of months, but I am enjoying the role. And really sort of looking forward to different activities they might ask me to do. So back to the craft and cuppa sessions. These take place every Monday afternoon from 2:30 until 4:30. And it's a friendly and informal group where like-minded people can get together to chat about any types of arts and crafts, get tips and ideas from others, and generally put the world to rights. If you would like more information about these sessions, you can email me at paula@vitalk.co.uk. We post the link to these sessions in the VI Talk Arts and Crafts Facebook group every Sunday. This group is also a closed group where you can post about any type of art or craft. We've had topics as wide ranging as knitting, clay modelling, colouring, and lots more. If you are wondering how to start a new craft or continue one after losing your sight, do come and join us in the group where you will receive support and we all help each other. The other group I want to tell you about is VI Talk Travel. This group is for anyone who wishes to travel, whether it be long distance, on holiday, or doing an activity, or just getting out and about from your home to gain some confidence and independence. There are also a few organisations who post in the group about exciting holidays you may wish to go on. Well, that's all from me now, but I will hand you over to Kay.
Hi all, my name is Kay Deer. I am a trustee for VI Talk. I have been a trustee for quite a number of years now. I was a volunteer beforehand with VI Talk. My volunteer role was mainly in social media. So I would post on Twitter when we use Twitter. I would schedule and post various Facebook posts as well. That was my social media volunteer role. Then I became a trustee a couple of years ago, and it's a voluntary role that I thoroughly enjoy, and it's helping me learn new skills and gain confidence. I live in the southeast of England. I used to live in the East Midlands, but moved to the southeast of England in 2025. I became an aunt in 2023. My sister had twin girls, and I wanted to move to be close to them, which is what I did. In my spare time, I love meeting and socialising with new people from all walks of life. I'm an internet radio broadcaster on a radio station called Treehouse Radio, so I do a couple of shows on there a week. I'm also a befriending volunteer for a charity. I telebefriend over the phone, and it gives people company who are lonely or isolated. I find the role extremely rewarding. I'm a collector of scented candles, wax melts, anything fragrance related. I am absolutely there. I do love it. Absolutely. Now I'm going to talk about a couple of groups we have in VI Talk on Facebook. The first group I'm going to talk about is a music group. So if you are learning a musical instrument and would like any tips, you can post about that in our music group. You may play a musical instrument already and you're just looking to improve a bit, so you might be looking on ways to do that. You can post about that in our music group as well. We've also discussed things like our favourite album, the first single we ever brought, and at Christmas in December, we do a Christmas countdown. So it starts roughly around the first, and we ask questions like, what's the first song you heard on the radio that was Christmas related? What is your favourite Christmas carol of all time? And things like, are you in a choir? Are you learning any Christmas songs in your choir? Where are your performances? So we discussed anything like that in our music group. The second one is our wellbeing and healthy lifestyles group. So anything wellbeing related can be posted in there. We have discussed things like, what is your favourite scented candle or wax melt? What kind of season lifts your mood? We've discussed gym related things to help improve your mood as well. So anything wellbeing related can go in that group. Now I'm going to hand over to Michael.
I'm Michael. And my involvement with VI Talk really goes right back to the beginning. And one of the things I'm involved in is the Past Pupils organisation of St Vincent's School in Liverpool. And along with Joe, we used to produce a podcast. And from there, we were wanting to expand it. That's where VI Talk came from a good few years ago. And it's developed so much. And I was involved a little bit in the start, and then I stepped away. So a little bit about myself. I live in Oldham, in Manchester, and I've lived there pretty much all my life, apart from a couple of years when we moved over to Skegness. As previously said, I went to St Vincent's School in Liverpool, and I'm still involved and running the Past Pupils Association. From school, I did a little bit of college in business and childcare, and then I was working for a charity for a while and looking for a decent job. And then eventually I worked for Viking Direct, which is where I work now, in customer services. Some of my main hobbies is theatre, and I also work for the Lowry Theatre in Salford as their access ambassador, promoting all forms of access, especially from my point of view, audio description and BSL and other forms of access. Great place to work and really enjoy it. So my main involvement with VI Talk now is as a small role. I'm partly a little bit of a techie. I do get called on for certain things, editing, troubleshooting a few things, and which I enjoy. But my main role is one of the volunteers is on the Wednesday night Zoom chat, which we hold every Wednesday from 8 o'clock till 10 o'clock. It's an open session. It is advertised on the VI Talk main group, and the link is always put on there prior to the Zoom chat. It's open to anyone, as we've said, and the conversations are for anyone and anything. And they range quite often the usual topics of guide dogs, smart tech, books. A lot of the things what are in the groups come up, but it's also become a bit of a support as well for people. People have got to know each other, and people do sometimes share, and we support each other a little bit like a family, but it's an open family for anyone new to come along and join us. So, like I said, that's Wednesdays 8 till 10 every week. What I'll do now is I'll hand over to Marie.
Hello everyone, I'm Marie. I live in Shaw in Great Manchester, in the good old northwest of England. I live with my working guide dog Charlie. He's my third dog. He's a lunatic Labrador, but love him dearly. I am very passionate about guide dogs and very passionate about animals in general. I used to ride horses and hope to get back into it at some point in the next kind of year or so. I also love theatre. I not only attend theatre a lot, but I also perform as well. So I love acting and singing and a little bit of dancing as well. I love to read. So I'm a firm book club enthusiast. So I join the VI Talk book club regularly. I also have a big passion for wellness and meditation. I have trained in holistic therapies. Have practiced them a little bit as well. Generally, just love life, love hanging out with friends, love visiting new places, enjoying the countryside is probably one of my favorite things to do, just being out amongst trees and hearing the birds and things. I have traveled a bit. I lived in the US for a year when I was at university, did an exchange program over there, which was incredible. Very passionate about independent living, and I am the first person to support people where possible if they're a little bit wobbly, and try to encourage people to live within their passions, but also push themselves a little bit to, venture into new places and use technology as well. I used to work for a technology company and enjoyed it a lot, helping people all the time. I'm not currently working, but I am volunteering, hence why I'm here. So I started volunteering about 3.5 years ago, I think it is now. The time has flown. I started doing facilitating on the Zoom chats that our Michael does now, along with others. But then I decided that I wasn't going to do that for a little while because I started doing theatre and stepped away and then offered my services to do the newsletter, which I'm going to talk to you about in a second. I have come back to facilitating again, but not in the peer support chats. I facilitate in the wellbeing chats, which I'll also talk about. So writing is one of the things that I've always been passionate about. And when Joe was talking about the newsletter, and I said, if you ever want someone else to do it, I'll be happy to take it on. 3 years later, here we are. I've enjoyed every minute of it. I've kind of developed a few sections as well. So on the newsletter, we take things that people want to post via email, and you can email those suggestions, things for like organizations that are VI related, charities or any job opportunities, any research opportunities, or anything to do with VI. We will, hopefully post it wherever we can. And if you email any of those suggestions to marie@vitalk.co.uk, I can then look and see if we can put it into the newsletter. We do ask that that's kind of submitted around the 25th of the month, but you know, occasionally we can accept late exceptions depending on the length of the month sometimes. We have a lot of different sections within that newsletter. So we have our Fresh from the Inbox, which is all the things that come through our email inbox. We have What's Coming Up, so things like our wonderful dance weekends and the other VI Talk weekends that we have gets advertised in there, and other things that are happening in the VI world. We also have our new toolbox, VI Toolbox, that has a lot of different opportunities for things like gadgets or apps or little life hacks to be put in there. So we're always open to suggestions. And again, you can email marie@vitalk.co.uk. Where we have a lot of roundup from our monthly roundups from the VI Talk groups. So minus the general one. So all the other groups get a little look in. If they've got any posts up there, we pop them in there. So you get a bit of an idea of what's going on in the groups as well. And then we always have our social catch up. So what's going on with our Zoom chats. So Craft and Cuppa and the book club and wellness. And speaking of wellness, we have two sessions that run every month. We have our Qigong that runs on the first Monday of the month currently, and our wellness that runs on the third Monday of the month. So they are Zoom sessions held at 8 p.m. And I facilitate. However, our lovely Pat, who is our qualified wellness meditation brilliance teacher, she's a qualified practitioner. She comes on and delivers her Qigong session or a general well-being session. So meditations and breathing exercises and things like that. A really great session if you're looking to unwind. Qigong is gentle, mindful movement that can be done either sitting or standing and is very therapeutic, I can tell you. The wellness sessions have lots of different meditation, and Pat always does a wonderful poem at the end of the session, which just wraps it up beautifully. Those are free to come along to, of course, on our Zoom chats, and they are advertised in our wellness group on Facebook, which is another group that we have in our VI Talk collective.
Hi, it's Jo again, and it's a huge thank you to the team that make everything happen at VI Talk. Really couldn't do this without them. We have no paid staff. Every volunteer jumps in and helps where they can, whether that's facilitating Zoom chats, whether it's helping with technical issues, like Michael said, whether it's moderating or being an admin on the Facebook groups. Everything really does count here, and everybody plays their part. So to recap, if you've got a general inquiry, you can email info@vitalk.co.uk, or you can give our lovely Sam a call on 07512 772 770. If you want to join in with Craft and Cuppa, and perhaps you've not joined the Arts and Crafts group yet, you can email Paula, and that's paula@vitalk.co.uk. You can see a bit of a theme here. If you want to submit to the newsletter, it's marie@vitalk.co.uk. If you would like to donate to the work of VI Talk, and that could be as small as you like, every little bit really, really does help with the general running. And that's things like providing our Zoom licenses, paying for our Audio Boom channel where everything gets uploaded, like wellbeing and Qigong and our interviews. They all go on there, but it all has a cost. If you would like to donate, you can email fundraising@vitalk.co.uk. I really hope you've enjoyed meeting the team and hearing what we do, an up-to-date version of what we do here at VI Talk. Thank you for listening.